Good morning, Perkins. This is Rolando Zapata. I'm a retired band director from Brownsville, and I'm going to be making some comments on your performance, and hopefully they'll be of some assistance to you as you proceed into your upcoming competitions and performances. So eager to listen to you here, but ready to get started. Okay, I would really strongly recommend that the quarter notes be compressed a little bit. Bum, 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 bum. It's gonna really help you in your precision, the way you come in, articulate your notes. Right now, it's kind of a variety of different articulations. The more compressed you can play them, the more it'll help you get the precision that you're looking for. Overall, the band's doing a nice job as far as the your balance. It does sound a little thin. I don't know if you have any bass tubas, but it does sound a little bit thin. Yeah, the band's kind of lacking in the lower body of the sound. I would like to hear a little bit beefier middle voices and lower voices, and I'm just not hearing it. Also, like I said, there's a variety of articulations and note links going on, which is causing you some issues as far as the precision. Shape the notes a little bit. Shape the notes. You want to make music out of every note that you can. It sounded like a little bit of a cluster. I don't know if it's supposed to be in there at 25. I might want to check that. The only thing I would ask is that it be shaped a little bit more to give the lines, the musical phrases, a little bit more direction. But because you don't want to play everything to where it sounds predictable and everything is going to be with the same volume, with the same emphasis and strength on a note, and some notes are going to be a little bit lighter, some notes are going to be a little bit stronger, and that type of thing. So try to work all that into where it can sound, it gives it a little bit more direction. Really utilize your accent. Bong, bong. Needs to be like a bell effects or a chime effects. Thank you. Okay. I think kind of generalizing your performance, I would like to see more attention paid to each individual note or style of note. If you're going to play a quarter note in one particular piece, whether it be the march or this last tune that you did, make sure everybody knows the length of it so it sounds dee, 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 da, 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 da. It's super tight, and it strengthens the lines. You need to use a variety of dynamics right now. All your dynamics are pretty much the same, and I didn't hear enough variety. If you're working to try to get some of those softer dynamics, it's you're going to have to work a little bit harder to make it a little bit more obvious. Sometimes it's almost to the point that you might feel it's extreme, but it really does need to push a little bit on your dynamics to make it effective. Pitches were not a big issue. I did think the band was a little bit thin. I'm seeing a sousaphone or a tuba walk out. I would have liked to have heard a little bit more. I just didn't feel that resonance in the middle voices and the lower voices in the band. I would like to have heard a little more. I don't know if rearranging the sitting would help bring some parts out a little bit more, but listen to your performance recording and see what you think. I feel that it could have been it could be a little bit more beefier in your middle and lower voices. The direction, the lines need to have some direction. Like I've been mentioning, the problem is that we are using one dynamic level. You're not shaping it to where it becomes predictable. You want something to sound musical. You want to have a nice musical statement. So that's what I'm encouraging to try to do, and make sure that you make music not only of each line but of each note. Hopefully some of these comments will be of some assistance, and the best of luck to you in your upcoming performances and competitions.